Use your hand and worship the Lord. Worship the Lord with your hands. God bless you. Tell somebody around you, shalom, shalom, and sit down. One moment. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Listen very well. Listen, it will help you. And the breakthrough anointing, and some people left, rush to come so that they will be anointed. Listen to what I want to say. The anointing for breakthrough, listen, the anointing for breakthrough is not in this oil. That's why I say listen. Breakthrough anointing. Then you are coming, I will see them, some of them come late, then they are running, so that they will anoint them. They will anoint them. Then they pour oil on them, and they go. What happened? Breakthrough anointing. The breakthrough you have is not in this oil. Every Tuesday, people come with water. Some of them will come late. They will run and come late. Run with some of them with a bag of water, since here and are free. They will not come for the main service because they come late. They run and then they will anoint their water. The anointing is not in that water. Amen. The anointing is not in that water. Oh, I want to tell you where the anointing is. Praise the Lord. When you catch it. Amen. Let me tell you something. No man of God, no pastor, no prophet, no minister has any power, special power, different from you sitting down there now. There is no power I have. Whether now for deliverance, for healing, for whatever it is that you don't have as a believer. Every grace I have, you have it. Amen. Where is the anointing for breakthrough? Do you want breakthrough? How many people want breakthrough? Let me just... How many people? You want breakthrough. 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 You want to have testimony. See where the anointing is. Proverbs chapter 18. Screen it for us. Verse 20 and verse 21. It's a popular scripture, but let's meditate upon it. So that when you open your mouth today, you'll understand what you are doing. What does it say? A man's belly shall be satisfied with the oil that will be poured upon you for breakthrough. You say no, but you go buy anointing oil, 1,000 naira, 5,000 naira, anointing water, 5,000. Can't you see that it is nothing but fulfilling the scripture? Oh, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. I read it again. A man's belly there is your life generally, shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. I read it again. Please, maybe you have read it before. Something about the word of God is new every day. It never expires. Every day is fresh. Fresh from the oval. Fresh. Amen. Can't you see the difference between this minister and so many ministries? See a pastor telling you that the grace he has, you have it also. That is the minister of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, the works I do, ye shall do it also. Is that not the ministry of Jesus Christ? He said, the works I do, if you believe in me, The works I do, you shall do also. He said, even greater. That is the ministry of Jesus Christ. That is if you believe in him. If you believe what I am teaching you now, you practice it. The grace that I have, you will have it, and more than me, you will have it. Let's read it now with understanding. Any other version of the Bible with a modern grammar that has broken it down? Can you stand up and read it for me? Any other version apart from King James Version? Read it on, let me hear. Which version is that? What do you call that version?
New International Version.
Uh-huh. Eh?
New International Version.
New International Version. Uh-huh. Let me hear it.
So, from the fruits of his mouth, a man's stomach is filled.
Uh-huh.
With the harvest of his lip, he is satisfied.
Any other person? Okay. Okay, now let's read it again. The King James Version. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. That means the anointing for breakthrough, the power for breakthrough is in your mouth. One of our pastors here used to make this statement. He said, a closed mouth is a closed destiny. See, verse 21, what does it say? Verse 21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. I read it again. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Death and life. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love the power of the tongue shall eat the fruit of the tongue. Meditate on it. Now, he said death and life. So let's look at death. For concerning Satan, he cometh not but to steal, kill, and destroy. And he has his agents, witches, wizards, demons. Have you observed? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay. Every negative problem you are having, every problem you are having, every cause that is ever effective came by a pronouncement. Amen. That is why he said, study to show thyself approved. Approved. Approved unto who? Unto God. He said, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Listen. You go to places. You go to some of these funny places. And they tell you, they give you solution. You know why? You see, we are the bride of Jesus Christ. The difference between the bride of Jesus Christ and the denominational concubines, the difference is in revelation. The duty of the fivefold ministry, according to Ephesians chapter 4, the duty, our duty, those of us in the fivefold ministry, our job is the ministry of perfection. And to perfect you is what we are doing. It is a baby. That's why I told you people this thing several times. It is a baby, that anytime he wants something from the mama or the father, he cries. Yes, there are baby Christians. And so the apostle said, as newborn baby, he said, desire the sincere milk of the word of God. Now, as Christians, we grow. We must grow. And I told you, I said, watch it. Anyone that has received a genuine experience with God, when you first give your life to Christ, before you even pray, you will see the answer. Before you just, every life just sweet, 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 sweet. Like I taught you the sermon, I taught you the way of the eagle. As the eagle steers her nest, fluttereth her wings, you know, the way it deals with the young ones. It trained the young one, trained the young one, trained the young one, throw the young one up, you know, and the way of an eagle. You look for that sermon, you discover that he gets him, he delivers his young one where he makes his nest. The Bible describes it on top of rock. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. And where he stands is far above principalities and powers. Where snake cannot crawl and reach there. And he makes it very cushion, using feathers, very comfortable. There he delivers, hatches the young eaglet, puts them there. Then he will go and look for food and come and feed them there. The Bible says that he feeds them mouth to mouth. But after some time, the mama eagle will say, you have what I have. You have wings. You too can fly. You have mouth. You have the claws that you can go look for food. It starts the training process. And takes you here. Takes you to see where you normally go to get food first in the wings. They fly you. They are enjoying it. Small time. He gives them tests to know that you two have wings. Takes them very high and releases them. Amen. But before they hit the ground, he carried them. Why are you crying? You have what I have. The power I have, you have it. The wings I have, you have it. And that is exactly what I tried to let you know. That this idea of jumping from church to church, looking for solution, it is unscriptural. It is not the way of our God to jump from church to church. Solution to your problem, I said it, is not in a church. The solution to your problem is in your mouth. It's in your mouth. The day you discover that, you will face the source of your power. You face the source of your power. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What are you looking for? You're looking for a solution. Meanwhile, what you're looking for is Sokoto. Yoruba man says, inside your Sokoto. It's in your mouth. And every child of God has that power. Every child of God has that power. The power of the spoken word. For that is how God has ordained it. He said death and life is in the power of the tongue. Every problem you have. Listen. All. We were discussing today in my office with some ministers. And the minister was surprised when I was telling him what he was doing with his wife at home today. You see, he's in the hall. When you enter my office, I say, so, our, you were arguing with your wife over something. And he was shocked. Saying, how did you know? Anyway, so from there we started saying so many things. And I told him, I said, when God ministers anybody's problem to me, I discover what he wants me to say is to do is to say something to counter what the problem is. If you were cursed, all I need to do by a man is for me to reverse it by blessing you. If I bless you, life and death is in the power of the tongue. They curse you with mouth. With another mouth again, the curse can be broken. Oh, somebody understanding me? That is why he said, this sign shall follow them that believe. In my name, they will cast out devils. Amen. What do you use to cast out devil? It's the mouth. It's the mouth. Let's read it. Chapter 12. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 14. He repeated it. A man shall be satisfied with good, by the fruit of his mouth. And the recompense of a man's hands shall be rendered unto him. That is, whatever you do, whatever you sow, you will reap. That's another way of putting it. But that first statement, a man shall be satisfied with good by the fruit of his mouth. This mouth that God gave us, Jesus Christ said, the words that I speak, what did he say? They are spirit and they are life. God created us in his own image and in his likeness. That is, we here, the psalmist said that we are gods. Why did he say so? Because we also have the attributes of God in us. Number one, God is a creator. But the type of creation that he did, by what did he create? He created by the power of the spoken word. Let there be. Hey. Let there be. Let there be. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And Jesus Christ decided to demonstrate it. And then he came in Mark chapter 11. Let's read it. For the purpose of this exhortation. I know you know the story. But let's read it. Now, Mark chapter 11, verse 12. And on the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. Jesus was hungry. And seeing a fig tree afar off having leaves, he came, if haply he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves. For the time of figs was not yet. So he got angry. Jesus got angry. And in verse 14, and Jesus answered and said unto him, he spoke to that tree, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it. Take note, verse 14 again. He said, what did he say? No man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. That is, he cursed it. Have you not seen where somebody said, they curse you, they say, you will not marry. And the person is suffering, he cannot marry. She cannot marry. But watch it here. He said, no man eat fruit from thee henceforth And he added, and his disciples heard it. That means, for that power of the mouth to be effective, it must be audible. You must speak it, not in your heart. Say it. Have you discovered, those of you, where witches they press? Used to press me too, as an unbeliever. But I've passed their power now. Do you know that when they press you, all they try to do is so that you will not be able to open your mouth and say anything. Once you are able to open your mouth and say it, the power is broken. But as long as your mouth is closed, even if you are saying in your heart, no effect. Until you are able to say, Jesus, anything you say, just say something from your mouth against it. It will leave you. To let you know there is power in your mouth. To let you know there is power in your mouth. Now, why I say this? Now, the disciples heard it. Let's read on. Verse 20. After they caused it. And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots because Jesus caused it. And Peter, calling to remembrance, said unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou caused is withered away. And Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. I've explained this several times. You see, that means, church, listen. When he spoke it, looking at it physically, it didn't look as if anything has effect. That is why Jesus says, one time he cried and said, when the Son of Man shall come, will he find faith on earth? Because he says, the children of this world, they are wiser in their generation than the children of the kingdom. Do you know that which is so certainly sure of the power that he has? Do you know that it is not that moment they curse you that anything happens? You won't know anything has hit you. The only thing you know is that as time is going on, nothing is working for you. And sometimes it takes time before your attention is caught. I'm struggling. What is happening? Until the grace of God can come and show you what is happening to you. But do you know that witch that is in the village, that is in your combat, he has released it. The only thing he does is, hallelujah, he reinforces it. Every time he reinforces it, even he says, small light, one come. Chop chicken. He will go back again and reinforce what he's doing. And everything he does goes with a word. Everything he does goes with a word. Now, when we talk about, you know, breakthrough and the power of the tongue, Jesus then told them, when they were surprised, because I believe that it is not about that tree that Jesus was going to curse. Of course, we also know that that tree is Israel. But just looking at it on the surface, Jesus was going to teach them faith. Teach them a power that they have for them to exercise it. Then, can we read it now, verse 23? What did he say? For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be specific, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, with a condition, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he say, shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he say. The emphasis here is Say. Tap your neighbor. Say something. Tell him, say something. Tell your neighbor, tap and say something. Don't keep quiet. Hey, come to church. People are opening their mouth and saying something. You close your mouth, you they look. Then you leave. Why do some people have testimony? You don't have testimony. It says, with the increase of a man's lips shall he be satisfied. So that you understand why Apostle Paul said, pray without ceasing. With the increase. And Satan knows more about this than the kingdom children of the kingdom. And that is why if Satan wants to attack any child of God, the first thing he does is to kill your prayer life. Amen. Look at the Bible now and see the life of the apostles, the first church age believers. It was a life of prayer. He said Peter was about breaking his fast when the vision broke forth for him to go to Joppa. That means they were living a life of fasting and prayer. Daniel in Babylon was praying 3 times a day. 3 times a day. And we here, we know too, that the average, apart from the recession is everywhere now, but we have it in English dictionary, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. For the well-being of this physical body. Food. Prayers. Amen. My brother, you know, brother Cosmos Maduka is a prayer warrior. He was telling me recently, he said 40 days every year. It takes 40 days straight. Fasting and praying. And he said, every 6 hours, he said, 1 hour with Jesus. Every 6 hours, 1 hour with Jesus. Every 6 hours, 1 hour with Jesus. And then you say, me, I shall be a billionaire. Do you know what thing they do when you get in billions? Can you do it? Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Whatever you say. Can't you see? Any other thing you can do, you don't feel tired. But when it comes to prayer, 5 minutes after that, it's not by works of righteousness, but by His grace alone. They say His grace is sufficient. Sufficient for what? If you cannot pray, then you have no grace to pray. Because everything we do it by a grace. That you cannot pray long is evidence that you have no grace to pray. So you don't justify it. You fight it. Go for deliverance. I am untouchable. The reason you are untouchable is because you are doing something that is waving arrows away. And it is in your mouth. It's in your mouth. So that somebody will face, know your weakness. The weakness, one number one weakness that believers have all over the world is weakness of prayer. Look at it now, in this age now. Vigil, churches hold vigil once in a month. churches hold vigil once in a month. Sunday service, which is the longest service, is 2 hours. And within those 2 hours or 1 hour, 30 minutes, they have only 10 minutes for prayer. Okay now. So before you know what, Satan now, you know, another enterprise had to spring forth, for necessity is the mother of invention. Since people are not praying, some people decided to have prayer meeting. If you have problem, you come and hire them. And they charge you, you pay them. They'll go to your village and do the same thing you can do. They go and speak to the land. What? Did they do any other thing? They speak. It's a speak. Since you know if you speak, they will come and speak for you and they collect money from you and tell you we have gone for land deliverance. Church, listen. I want to provoke something out of you. There's a grace you have that you have suppressed. That if we can get a people that will catch this revelation, people will love to come for prayers. People will love to come for prayers. You can never rise above the limit of your prayer life. The day you catch this and stop this parasitic faith. We have parasitic faith. You are a parasite hanging on another brother's faith. Or your pastor's faith, you are hanging on it. And it cannot work. Because every man is supposed to carry his own cross. Every man, you are supposed to use your own power that you have. I'm not telling you things that I read somewhere. It is what God has quickened to me by himself and what I have practiced, and it is working. And I'll be a false witness if I tell you something I have not confirmed. And I'm not a copy typist. If I tell you God can confirm, can convert, it is because I know who I was before I met him. He converted me, therefore I can tell you he converts. He has healed me, therefore I know he can heal you. He can rearrange your destiny because he has done so for me. Hallelujah. When I have confirmed his mercy, I can tell you he's a merciful God. I have prayed and he answered, so I can tell you he's a God that answers prayers. And I have seen God fought battles for me. Therefore, I know him as a God, mighty one in battle. Oh, praise the Lord. He's a miracle working God. I know him. I know he does miracles. With him, nothing is impossible. I know that. I know it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. My pastors here and the workers here, the deacons, they know I have a statement. Whenever there is a need, there is a supply. It is not an empty statement. And you know what? Because I know he does it, I can teach you that don't lose faith. If you have a need, there will be a supply. Praise the Lord. I have spoken to situations that before my eyes changed. I have spoken to tumors growing. That I say, you are growing because you have a life. There is life there, that's why it's growing. Since you have life, I curse you. Die, dry, wither away. I give you so number of days to disappear. I have seen that tumor shrunk and disappeared. So I know the power of the spoken word. Know there's the power of the spoken word. I said something. And I watch it. Amen. There is a need that for this power that we have. Remember, we have it by a name, the name of the Lord Jesus. We have that power by the name of the Lord Jesus. That is, by the merit of what he did on the cross on Calvary. That's the only power that can recreate, rearrange, and restore. That's the only power. I said, before it will work for you, there must be a relationship you have with that God. If not, there are people that have gone to cast out devil, and those demons left and tormented them. Paul, I know. That Jesus, I know. But who are you? Who are you? It's important, first and foremost, have a relationship with God. Like Apostle Paul will say, yes, I will boast, but I will boast in the Lord. Our boasting is not in our own personal ability, but in God's ability that he has given us. That is what we call grace. There must be a relationship, first and foremost, with God. That is what gives you the confidence, because it was after the adoption of Jesus Christ that he could say, if you see me, you see the Father. The Father and I are one. And then before he does any miracle, you hear, he say, Father, I thank you because you hear me always. And he added, my Father hears me always because I do those things that are pleasing before him. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Therefore, what did I say? Let me make this thing clear. When I said the anointing is not in that oil, the anointing is in your mouth. The power is in your mouth. And so, you remember, somebody from Zambia some time ago called me to tell me we are blessing water for people to use for healing and deliverance. He tried it too, like I do. It worked for him, but he said, where is the scripture for it? And so I quickly told him I had to come here on Tuesday to answer him before any other person. And I only told him, I said, the power is not in the oil, the water. The power is not in the water. The power is in what I say. And then, that was before we demolished this place to rebuild this place. A pole, one of these poles was here. And I asked, if somebody is in pain, you are sick, come out. Let's demonstrate something. On Tuesday, I said, now drop your water and come. And I said, now watch it. They were watching me on air and everybody. I said, now listen to me. You are going to hug this pole and you will receive your healing. That is the power. The power is not on the tree. The power is not in the stick, the pole. Amen. You are going to hug this. Did you hear me? He said, yes. Now, hug this tree and receive your healing. And she came and she hugged. I don't know how many people were here that day. You remember that occasion. Thank you very much. Thank you. And the power of God packed her. Amen. And when she recovered, everything was gone. So where is the power? Is it on that stick? Is in the word. Now, that oil will work. It will work only the work that you tell it to do. Now, do you understand me now? Now, you are to carry the oil. So, we that anoint you, before I anoint you, I carry this oil. As this oil will touch their hand. And sometimes I make it generally for you to say amen to it. As I will anoint you, this oil will touch your head. Any evil hand upon you shall be cut off. Where is the power coming from? Then I pour the oil. Is it the oil now that do the deliverance? No, it is what I said. Oh. Am I saying something? It is what I said. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. One young girl that called me she was in pains. On the phone, she could not stand up. She had problem in her leg. And I said, you are not... this phone in the night. Okay. Do you have handkerchief? She said she cannot reach it because she could not stand up. Do you have anointing oil with you? She said she has, but she cannot reach it because she cannot stand up. I said, okay, now raise your hand and wave it. And the power of God is going to come upon your hand now. Have you raised it? Wave it. Now the power of God is going to come upon your hand. And when you place that hand on that place, the power of God will flow into that leg and that nonsense will disappear. Do you believe it? He said yes. I said, now shout Lord Jesus. He shouted Lord Jesus. And now place that hand there now and receive your healing. She placed her hand. Was the power in her hand? Do you understand me? Was the power in her hand? Where was the power? What I said. And she did it. Have you done it? He said, yes. I said, now stand up. I said, hey, I'm free. Hey, I'm free. I'm free. She stood up. I said, okay, you are free. And he shall not come back again. I lie down my thing, sleep my thing. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Do you know something? Her mother could have come and said the same thing and it will happen. Do you understand? Anybody could have come and said the same thing and it could have happened. And then my wife one time ate bone, a hooker, bone of a fish. Well, I didn't know I was all around and she was battling with it. And you know, the next thing to do is, the way it happened, it has to go by surgery. And then she said, see. What? She was really in torment. She's here, she can confirm it. But she didn't know what happened. I turned immediately and I said, Lord, as I will lay this hand on her throat, let that nonsense disappear. And then I came back to her. And I just held it. And I removed my hand. I said, check it. He said, ha! It's gone. And you didn't even pray. You didn't even pray. Who tell you, sir, no pray? Praise the Lord. One young woman came and too many testimonies. But I think I've said enough for you to catch what I want you to catch. I have practiced it and I have found it works. It works. Praise the Lord. It works. And so, that is the reason. Because I know the power in the spoken word. It was much later God made me to understand this. Years back, he only told me, he didn't explain. He said, each time they gather, he said, speak over them, bless them, and I will back it up. That's all I heard. But later on, I got to know why he said I should speak. On our crossover night, therefore, having that at the back of my mind, that was why I said, though I brought a number of ministers, one by one, all of us are here crossing to the next one. I said, now bless the people. That was the anointing. Come, let's anoint these people. Come, let's bless them. And I kept telling them, answer. Because if they say it, it will come to pass. And then, quickly, let me also add one fact. That of course there is a grace given to a shepherd. That's a ministry now. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I know that. When a man of God that God has placed over you is speaking over you, receive it. Connect. The words that he speaks, they are not ordinary words. That was why 2 years or 3 years ago, I took a topic that I titled Parental Care. Where I told you people the mistake many of us do. You neglect your parents. You neglect your mother. You neglect your father. And you concentrate on your pastor. Some of you, Okada, you don't buy for your papa. But you buy a brand new car and bring it to the man of God. I'm telling you, amen. Without missing what? According to the divine order, you have wasted that seat. The power that a father and a mother has over you, the day you discover it, you get close to them. Of course, in rare cases, you know, some of them get involved in some demonic things that work even against their family. But what of you that you don't have such problem? The words that come out of your father's mouth, your mother's mouth, they are words that nothing can reverse when they speak it over you. And no pastor prays for you like your mother and your father does. Your father and mother mention your name every day in their morning prayer, in the night prayer. Mention your name every day. Your pastor will mention your name only if he sees you. Hey, praise the Lord. The day you bring a gift to him, you will make it. You will make it. You will make it. Finish. As you go, you don't forget. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You have so many people to attend to. But your father and what you mean to your father, you don't mean that to your pastor. What you mean to your father, to your mother, you don't mean that to your pastor. Tomorrow, you can decide to say, you know, worship at that church again. And there's nothing he can do. But your father remains your father forever. The connection is forever. Forever. And God has made him God over you. You neglect him, you lose the blessing. I have had testimonies several times that a man is dying and you'll be asking for a funeral. Where is so-so person? Where is so-so person? Watch those last words he tells them before he dies. Nothing reverses it. Praise the Lord. So you want breakthrough? I'm giving you the secret now. Because when you send a gift to your father, he utters something. When you call your father and say, Papa, I don't know what is happening to me. He say, what? And he tells you, don't worry. It will be fine. He has released a blessing. But people are all these, especially these reverend fathers and the Pentecostal daughters of that mama church. They have so done everything and then collected all everybody to themselves. See, I am a pastor. Am I not a pastor? So if I be one evangelist, wake up, you go say you're a jealous pastor, and I make and they talk like that. Thank God, I am also a pastor. But I'm a pastor that speaks the truth. Even if he go pay me, I go talk him. Praise the Lord. And so I didn't say you should not bless your ministers, because the Bible commanded it so. That those that walk at the altar will eat by the altar. And Galatians chapter 6 verse 6, he said, let them that are taught in the word communicate to him that teacheth in all good things. And one fertile ground is the ministers of God. But listen, hallelujah, give to Caesar what is Caesar's, and give to the Lord what belongs to the Lord. What belongs to your parents, give it to them. And what belongs to your pastor, give it to him. Don't neglect one for the other, for God places them as sources of blessing for us. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Therefore, and I stress something I must not forget. Listen, I said, when it's time for offering, it is not the big amount of money that you drop at the altar that brings the blessing. Are you hearing me now? It is what you say following that offering you're dropping that will bring the blessing. Don't think because you're bringing tithes, 1 million, 10 million tithes. Now, I don't wrote my tithes. Now, my tithes with this. Now, my tithes. Hey, drop her. And then you go. You go drop on there. You go drop on there. What did you drop it for? It will be hanging there until you mention what you drop it for. That is why some people come to church, they drop what we call seed faith offering, and they don't see anything, a blessing that follows after. What did you say when you were dropping that offering? And it is this revelation several times, and it's very regular in this church. I will tell you, lift up your tithe. I say something. Present it by yourself to God. Is this revelation behind me? Your building offering, because a building offering for building is not ordinary offering. I will say, keep praying as I drop this offering. Let this happen. Keep praying until you drop it. I will be watching from the altar. You see them, they come. Come. I said, they come, self. Some, they didn't never come out from their pocket, self. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Try this thing I'm telling you, and you will soon discover that your life is just changing. You say you don't have favor. I have told you. I said, stand before the mirror. Call your name and prophesy. Say it regularly. Let it be part of you before you go out. Say it before you go out. Say it. When you come back, look at yourself in a mirror, point, call your name, they speak. Say it, rearrange your life by the words of your mouth. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Don't use it only when you are angry. Because the brother offends you. That is when you know that you have the power. You want to say, Daniel, hey, Dan, me, you disappoint me, you waste my life, 3 years, 4 years, you want to go marry, make I see, Dan, if throughout the period I cheated you, you will prosper, but why you not fit use that same power for your life? It's only when they offend you that you say, hey, take your time, Ike, take your time, oh. Take your time, oh. Don't try me. Don't try me. If you try me, you will know I am from Ohafia. Why do you wait until they offend you before? And what are you going to do? The thing you are going to do is, in the night, you are going to naked yourself in your room. Ike. You know now, you know that's what you are going to do. That's what you are, and you know that if you do it, it will happen. You know. Why are you not doing the same thing for the betterment of your life? Hallelujah. Eh? There's a young man here that told me that was what he did. He said, Pastor, I know I am qualified. He said, for how many days? He said, he will lock his door and naked himself. Nobody told him to do that. When you get desperate, he said, lie, he must use his certificate and walk. Shortly after, two different companies at the same time call him with employment letter. He came to me to ask which one should he choose. He said, he naked himself. Say, waiting. You then naked yourself only when they vex you. Let your estate also vex you. Then naked yourself. I'm only saying that is what you do. You do that because you know each time you do that, there's a grace that goes with it. There's a power that goes with it. Somebody, when prayer points are called, therefore, take it seriously. Pray that prayer seriously. Now, if somebody understands what I am saying, then you'll understand why we introduce 1 hour with Jesus. Use that 1 hour every day, and the best hour is in the night. In the night, 1 hour with Jesus. Rearrange your life. This year cannot end like this. Moses Alu, what did God tell Ezekiel? See dry bones in the valley, can they rise again? What did he say? Did he say, go and mold sand? Go and mold this on them? He said, speak. Tell your neighbor, speak. Stand up, church. Tell your neighbor, speak. Tell everybody around you, say, speak, say something, speak, 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 speak. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are we ready to pray now? Are we ready to pray now? Hallelujah. Amen. And some of us, our mouths don't get power at all. Because we don't use our gossip tire. We don't use our lie tire. And we don't use our kiss man when no be your husband. Then you want to use the same mouth as the power has been. They don't chop all the power, come on, finish. So when you reach house, carry anointing oil and reconsecrate your mouth. Put anointing oil for your toothbrush. Wash your mouth. And wash away every dirty way you collect from your boyfriend and from your girlfriend. Plus all the bad, bad thing where you talk. These hands, you place them in the hand. And you know the nonsense you do with the hand. You want to place it on somebody who's sick. The sickness will just say, thank you again, fresh body to enter. Transfer into your body. Are you ready to pray? Are you ready to pray? Anything you say under the influence of this teaching, anything I teach and is scriptural, God always comes to back it up. Hallelujah. You're watching me on air. You're watching me online. Amen. You will soon testify as you be prophesying over your documents. Hallelujah. Prophesy over your documents. Prophesy over your passport. Prophesy over your CV. Prophesy over your complimentary card, over your market. When you open shop, Don't just carry oil. They sprinkle. Say, I rededicate you. Market will come from left, right. Dedicate. Say it every day. Pray without ceasing. Praise the Lord. Are you ready to pray now? If you are ready to pray, let's use our hand and worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when you plant a seed, continue to water it. Continue to water it. You are believing anything, we walk by faith, not by sight. He said it, and the tree looked at him as if nothing happened. But he knows the power he released. And he went his way. We are not moved by sight. We walk by faith. So every day, be thanking God because it is done. Every day, be thanking God because it is done. And anytime you give yourself a target, by the end of this month, I decree the name of Jesus. This will happen, and the month end, and it didn't happen, don't be discouraged. Begin to thank God, for all things work together for good. Begin to thank Him. Amen. And don't grumble. Don't ever grumble. I'm teaching you faith. God raised me to walk with Him by faith. And every day, He shows me the various dimensions to walk with Him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We are going to praise Him. Let's praise Him. Each time you praise Him, His presence comes down. And what does it mean to praise Him? To praise God is to let Him know that you know who He is. That's worship. Amen. We are going to let the Lord know that we know who He is. And when you know Him to be who He is, then He will confirm to you that He is truly what you say He is. By coming down and giving you a testimony. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The chain of stagnation shall be broken this night.